blissful.
Say after me,
our Father.
Our heart is open to your word. We are renewed with your word. As we hear your word, we receive clarity and we are edified. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So, we started off on a series. And while we're having those series, we're having our School of the Word, where we're learning concerning spirituals, right? So we have to run those things concurrently. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I discovered that many of us don't come for School of the Word. And it's wrong. See, the Bible gives us clear instructions about the believers are there for coming together. It's not Sunday. The Bible never said Sunday, right? He said, as long as it is today, meaning every day apart from. Some of us have made up our mind that it's going to be Sunday for church. Permit me to use that word. I'm also working on those words too. Hallelujah. Sunday for gathering. It's not just Sunday. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So we have to consciously. School of the Word is very important. I am. School of the Word is very important. Also, do you understand? There are some series we'll start from School of the Word and we'll continue during Mobologia's times like this. So, you need to. Don't say it's for. I discovered that it's mostly leaders that are in School of the Word. Make sure. Teaching meeting, make sure you are always available. Do you understand? Make sure you are always available. If we don't have the video, we'll have a teaching meeting October 1st. So that's why we must have that video. Now we'll go out to this October 1st. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let's quickly do a recap of what we've been talking about. Glory, hallelujah.
Amen.
So, first of all, just a very fast recap, and then we'll just proceed from there. We spoke about the fact that believers' meetings are. It's a meeting where we minister to ourselves, right? Right? Or the Holy Spirit meeting. Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Where we minister to ourselves. Where we give room for the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we'll speak about some things like the Spirit upon us, like we hear from the scripture, the Spirit upon refers to the demonstration of the Spirit, right? And mostly to see options at work, right? Right? Was that what we discussed? Right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We also spoke about intelligent things to do. We spoke about the law, the first responder. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
We spoke about the things that should happen after a believer's meeting. I'm going to start from there. The things that should happen after a believer's meeting. Okay. Are you with the Bibles? Let's quickly open to Acts of Apostles. Chapter 2. After the Apostles, chapter 2. Are you chapter 2? No. It says, when the day, verse 1, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all in one accord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I remember also last week, during, I guess, the other School of the Word, I spoke about the fact that when the Bible said, told them that they should tarry, they are endued from on high, refers to when they're looking at the word, it's an activity, it's a verb, it's an activity that is open to us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's not for God to, it's for us to. Do you understand me?
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So it's an activity that we initiate. Glory. And when he talks about on high, he talks about in us. So we are endued from within us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's in us. Glory to God. So that was what Jesus was telling, was referring to his disciples. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah.
Amen.
Now let's look at something. He says, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all in one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were seated. Where they were sitting, rather. And there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and he sat on each of them, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with other tongues, and the Spirit gave them utterance. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, after that, we saw what happened, and 3,000 were saved. Look at verse 42. What happened after that? Let's start. Let me read from verse 41. So you know it's something that just happened after that. Now, from verse 40 rather. And with many other words, he testified and exalted them, saying, the same from the perverse generations. And those who gladly received the word were baptized. And that day, about 3,000 souls were added to them. Look at verse 42. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in breaking of bread, and in prayers. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then, the thing is that the Bible says they continued in prayers. After believers' meetings, after such meetings, hallelujah.
Amen.
It has, believers' meetings have a positive impact. Have a positive impact on our prayer lives. Hallelujah. Did you see that? The Bible says they continue in the apostles' teaching and in prayers. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you see, it's very important. Has an impact in our prayer lives. I told us last week, after believers' meeting, something is stirred up in our heart. What is it? The love of God. Hallelujah. It's stirred up in our hearts. The love of God is stirred up in our hearts. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
They had, Acts of Apostles chapter 4, from verse 31. About who spoke about the fact that when they were done praying, chapter 4, verse 31, and when they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. Did you see that? They were filled with the Holy Spirit. And they spoke the word of God with boldness. Look at verse 2. Now the multitude of those who believed were in one heart and in one soul. Neither did anyone say anything of the things he possessed was his own. But they had all things in common. And with great power, the apostles gave witness to the resurrection of Jesus Christ, of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And with grace, and great praise was upon them all.
Amen.
Verse 34. Nor was there anyone among them who lacked, for all who were possessors of land or houses sold them and brought the proceeds of the things that were sold and laid them at the apostles' feet. And they distributed to each as anyone had need. Did you see that? Did you see that? Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Did you see that? Lord, there was equality in the church. This one had himself, and he didn't sell to become poor. Hallelujah. He sold because he had essence, and he brought and hallelujah to the church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And those who are in need, hallelujah.
Amen.
Those who are in need were actually provided for. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Lord, look. I will call brotherly love. Brotherly love. Hallelujah. Now, for share the blood. Now, after believers' meeting like this, love of God is stirred up in your heart.
Hallelujah.
Much more. Much more.
Hallelujah.
Much more.
For example, okay, what happened?
Okay.
You know, which day was that? Even after the Philippians meeting, even yesterday while I was going home, I was driving. I was just conscious of the Spirit of God and in me, just driving and just muttering tongues. And I was driving. What does not concern somebody? It was not even the person.
Hallelujah.
She just stopped. She just, you know, as if I drove past them, it does not concern her. Listen, it doesn't even concern her. The person that I was trying to dodge a porthole, there were some people standing, and I wasn't blind. I knew people were standing, hallelujah. But I know I'm going to dodge the porthole, and I'm not even going to come if I was far from them. So I dodged the porthole and continued. And the sister, because I know she's different address.
Hallelujah. You know, glory to God. The woman's hair, you know, this maybe they're coming from church, you know, in that.
So the sister that was actually backing me knew, she didn't say a word. It was the other person that it did not concern. Just a woman, are you blind? Look at you, you're surrounded amount. And you know what? My usual person. So just to normal, I would just zoom up and just phew.
I don't have time for this. Hallelujah.
But I just stayed and I looked. I didn't just know,
yes, God bless you.
Hallelujah. Seriously, that's what I just said. God bless you. I couldn't just get angry. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you understand me? Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Lord, the Lord of God, He stirred up in your heart.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If a child of God is angry, if a child of God gets angry or is, you know what I mean? Hallelujah.
Amen.
It doesn't mean the child of God doesn't have the Spirit of God. No. No, hallelujah.
Amen.
There's something about the mind, hallelujah, that Amen. You need to consciously renew. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's Amen. A conscious effort. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory, hallelujah.
Amen.
So, after believers, we can have this. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
How many of you, now I'm going to be very, very practical now. In the course, after the meeting, how many of you in the course of the week, after last week's meeting, how many of you in the course of the week, you discovered that you were much, much more conscious of the Holy Spirit in you? How many, let me say it. Much, much more conscious. Let me say it. Conscious, just listening to Him. Let me say it. Wonderful. Hallelujah. This is not the last meeting courses. Hallelujah. Just be so conscious of the Spirit. In you, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's something else that believers meeting does. To the believer, to the believer, that should be right to say. Okay. You become much more fervent in the things of God. You go much, much more fervent to preach the gospel.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You get, I put it this way, you get stirred up. Stirred up to do the works of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Act of Apostles, chapter 6. We're going to look at that. Act of Apostles chapter 6.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to read from verse 1 down to verses 9 or 10. So, okay, let's start from verse 1. From verse 1, it says, it's a bit long. Okay, let me just take from verse 5.
then we watch the eyes.
Now, at the same place, the whole multitude was saying about men who serve tables, hallelujah, and the apostle said they will give themselves to the ministry of the word and to prayer. That was just what all that happened in verse 1 to verse 4. Acts for seven men full of the Spirit. Now, verse 5, he said, and the same pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of the Spirit. I mean, full of faith, rather, and the Holy Spirit. And Philip. Roman Church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Look at the scene. Whom they set before the apostles. And when they had prayed, they laid hands on them. Did you see that? They laid hands on them. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
All of all the prayed, they laid hands on them. Glory. Verse 7. And the word of God spread, and the number of the disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem, and a great many of the priests were obedient to the faith. Did you see that? They were called to serve tables. They were not called as evangelists. You know, there are some people who think it's the evangelists that do. Well, we spoke about that when we're talking about evangelical meetings, right? I met several people who think it's evangelists that are supposed to preach, because no, hallelujah. Hallelujah. The evangelists have a work for the saints. Hallelujah. They have a work for the saints. This is to the world. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now look at what happened, verse 8. And Stephen, full of faith, please go and take note of this. And Paul did great wonders and signs among the people. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He did great signs and wonders amongst the people. Take note of this. We'll come to chapter 19. Chapter 19. You become much more fervent to do the things of God the right way. You just flow in the things of God. You just flow, glory to God. You just flow. Let's read from verse 1. And it happened while Apollos was at Corinth that Paul, having passed through the upper region, came to Ephesus. And finding some disciples, he said to them, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? I love this. Hallelujah. And they said to him, we have not so much heard whether they keep a Holy Spirit. Hey, what have they been hearing? Right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We knew what happened to Apollos, and you know, in the previous chapter, you get to see that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Was very zealous, but was preaching John's baptism. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Look at verse 3. And he said to them, okay, into what then were you baptized? And they said, into John's baptism. They were baptized in water. Hallelujah. That's John's baptism. You can read that from you go through the Gospels. Verse 4. Then Paul said, John indeed baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying to the people, okay, that they should believe on him who would come after him. That is on Jesus Christ. Verse 5. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord. And when Paul had laid hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them. Listen. Remember, I told you about Spirit coming upon, right? Right? Now, remember, they were first of all baptized in the name of the Lord. Meaning, they immediately, once you're born again, to be baptized in the name of the Lord means to be born again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, when you're born again, the Spirit of God dwells in you. Glory to God. And I just spoke about the fact that when you hear the Spirit of God upon, talks about the demonstration of the Spirit that is in you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Meaning it's an activity.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So let's read. And the Spirit of God came upon them, and they spoke with tongues and prophesied. Did you see the activity? The Spirit upon the gift of utterance. Did you remember that? Did you remember that?
Yes,
hallelujah. The Spirit upon the gift of utterance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you will see the activity. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So what happened? They spoke with tongues and prophesied. Verse 7. Now the men were about 12 in all. And he went into the synagogue and spoke boldly for 3 months. Okay. Now the Bible said he laid hands on them and they prophesied. Did you see that? You get effective, fervent to do the things of Christ easily. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. After meetings like this, you get fervent. You get stirred up to do the will of God. What is the will of God? What is the will of God? Hallelujah.
Amen.
God's will is not for all to perish, so we know that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Matthew chapter 20. Let's see what Jesus said. Matthew chapter 20. Ooh. Verse 18. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority. I've told us, when you hear the word all, you need to read in context to know what the all is all about. But he said, all authority, the word there is all exousia. Hallelujah. Exousia. Glory to God. We didn't mean, we're not telling them all authority to change, to stop the Roman captivity. It's not mine. You know, they later asked him, Master, will you, at this time again, give us the kingdom, right? I mean, restore back the kingdom of Israel to us. And he said, it's not for you to know, but you shall receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you. Glory, hallelujah.
Amen.
Now he said, all authority. Let's see what all authority means. Has been given unto me in heaven and on earth. He said, go therefore. You didn't see that?
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Look at verse 20. It says, teaching them to observe all things I have commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even to the ends of the age. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
He says, told them to go therefore. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The word to go is the word, listen, the word to go is the word to depart. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's look at, he said, to use the same word too in Mark chapter 16, verse 15. Mark chapter 16. Are you Mark 16? Look at verse 15. And he said to them, go into all the world. Did you see? Depart into all the world. The word for world is the word cosmos. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. And of the way a pastor put it, say, go into every man's world. Hallelujah. He used in Matthew, he told them, go and make disciples of all every nation. Nation there is the word ethnos. Right? Every tribe. every tribe, hallelujah.
Amen.
Go into every tribe, including the Gentiles, hallelujah.
Amen.
Go into the world, every man's world, hallelujah.
Amen.
And what did he ask them to do? He said, and preach, glory to God. Is this the will of God? And preach. The word is to preach. What does it mean to preach? Kerunso. Preach means to announce, like to announce an event. Do you understand me? Do you understand me? You are announcing an event. Like a newscaster. He announces an event. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Now you should go and preach. In preaching the gospel, you don't see your emotion has got nothing to do with it. That is not see. Let me give an example. The word used is the word to preach. I mean to announce, to publish. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Like and like a newscaster would do, hallelujah,
yes.
Hallelujah,
amen.
Hallelujah,
amen.
So, or like a referee would do, glory to God,
hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory, hallelujah,
amen.
Glory, hallelujah,
amen.
For example, I know Chelsea did not want to be a Jew,
the pastor even has not been happy to be
hallelujah, hallelujah,
amen.
Now imagine at the 90th minute. Chelsea now score and the referee is the supporter of Chelsea. Is it just imagine referee 2 is 9 jumping? Who the bad referee? Hallelujah. It's not Nigerian league. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Nigerian league if I'm the referee because I'm a proud Rangers boy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Rangers. Now let imagine I'm a UI is playing Rangers and I'm the referee. I'm telling you, even if a UBA scores Rangers, I will blow offside. Hallelujah. Do you understand me? I will blow offside because Rangers is my team. So I have a Nigerian team.
No.
I'm from Rangers. I'm a fan of Rangers. I will say we are fans. Or I'm a fan. Hallelujah.
Man.
Only you fans. Glory to God. Now, hallelujah.
Man.
Let's come back. Now, the preach is to announce. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
You announce like a newscaster, so you don't bring in your emotions. It's not, you are just, you. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
I know. Some people, I wrote something, and there are some people who all they do is just to come and check whenever I wrote something online. Then I've decided to do something else. Then rather than me to write, I'll be reposting the pastors, because they are coming out that, like, fast. The last one I did, very something that I feel is just every believer should just be happy. That you are not supposed to invent any other thing. Just, do you understand? Just listen to the word and say it the way you've been asked to say. You're not supposed to get any other revelation. Your revelation is higher than that of Paul. Keep it in your pocket. Hold it. Do you understand me? Preach what you've been asked to preach. Do you understand? I have a bigger, the glory of the latter house shall exceed that of the former. Hey, hold your own latter house glory inside your pocket. Just preach for you. Yes, do you understand me? A preacher of the gospel have feet. A preacher of the gospel, you need to hear this. I hear it well. A preacher of the gospel does not have any right to preach his will, to preach his own what he thinks. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The gospel, that is what you are asked to preach. When you give a newscaster the headlines to read, she doesn't read her own will. He read what they've given to her to say or him to say. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They told you to write and say APC loves in Osun State. The land wrote APC are winning. You are losing your job. Hope you know that.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you understand that?
Amen.
Because you are going to go to say the way. In fact, I have a friend who is into mass communication. They were told you must know your scripts before you even say it. You know what you are talking about, and you are reading it. Do you understand me? You see them hold. How many of you have observed when they are actually reading out the headlines and stuff like that? Some of them, you see them flipping through a paper. Modern newscaster don't flip through papers again. in front of them, you think they are looking at you. It's not you. They are reading it on the board. Hallelujah. It is good, so they are reading it. So you think these guys have crammed this? No, they are reading it in front. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are supposed to announce. Do you understand me? So just writing that alone, they came after me. So what could you think you are? The guy mentioned the name. Do you know how many years my pastor has been preaching? You are just started preaching which day? And you are opening your mouth to. Do you know that? I was surprised. One said, do you know my husband is a pastor?
I said, sorry, man.
Hallelujah. One said, well, I don't even know what kind of pastor you're going to be. I pity for this generation of pastors. And I'm surprised. I should be the one pitying for what you'll be hearing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you understand? You want to brand the gospel? The gospel doesn't need your branding. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The word is go. Depart into every man's world and announce the message. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory, hallelujah.
Amen.
What message? Look at that chapter. Verse 16. And say, preach the gospel to every creature. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In Matthew, he said, go make disciples. Go make disciples. Did you see that? Go make disciples. Meaning go make students. Do you understand me? The word used is the word student of the gospel. Student of the world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So what should be the message? The message is one. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The message is centered on Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Even when Jesus came to the disciples in Luke, let's look at Luke quickly before. Let's see how he told them. Luke. A pastor will say it is disastrous when you spend time preaching effectively what you ought not to be saying. Effectively preaching what you ought not to be saying. Do you know when salvation comes, you are supposed to cry all your energy? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brothers, hell is real.
Okay.
It is real. If you do wrong and you wear trousers as a lady, you go to hell. Disastrous. Hallelujah. And I stand by God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Let's look at Luke chapter 24. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay. Let's read from verse 44. Now Jesus was. Okay, Jesus appeared to his disciples. Look at what he said. And he said to them, these words which I have spoken to you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and the prophet and the signs concerning me. Did you see the message? The message is concerning him. Do you understand me?
Yeah.
And he opened the understanding. Again, I comprehend the scriptures. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The word to open the understanding is opening, like to open the understanding as regards the word, as regards what was written. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So he did that by teaching. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory, hallelujah.
Amen.
Verse 46. Then he said to them, thus it is written, and thus it is necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day. And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in the name, I mean, in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Look at verse 48. He said, and you are witnesses of these things. Behold, I send the promise of the Father upon you, but God, okay? Hallelujah. Now he said, you are witnesses of these things. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So the message is simple. Keep it simple. Hallelujah. The message is Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
He died.
He resurrected on the third day.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he ascended on high and is in us. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So keep the message simple. Don't put in your feeling. Oh, sister, why would you have four holes in your ears? It's hell, Lord. You know it's hell, Lord. Your emotions does not count. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your emotions does not count. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, preaching the gospel is, listen, preaching the gospel is very in our with the will of God for us. Is the will of God for us. Oh God, show me your will. Oh God, no, it is revealed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you do the will of God effortlessly. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Woo, glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So as I said, when preaching the gospel, make sure you take advantage of interactions. Are you hearing me? Take advantage of interactions. Pastor Shevon will say interactions are opportunities to talk about Christ. Interactions are opportunities to talk about Christ. Do you understand that? These are opportunities where you have to talk about Christ. Glory, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, it gives you now, listen, look at what he tells them to do. And I'm going to show us proofs. He tells them, go into the world. It means everyone becomes he tells them, sit in your house and there are some people who are effectively, which is in error. They are effectively building discipleship on the air. I'm going to explain that to you. Effectively building discipleship on the air. So build, when I say building disciples on the air, I'm going to explain that to us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They are building disciples on the air. Jesus did not say you should build disciples on the air. He said, go and make disciples of all nations. Now, to build disciples on the air is what some young ministers are doing. They don't go out to teach the gospel. They don't go out to preach. They just sit at home. And they are saying, you can't have a building that will house 3 million people, but you can have that 3 million people over the internet. Do you understand me? You do not build that way. You don't make disciples that way. You don't tend to disciple men that way. Do you understand me? Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is a conscious effort. It's an activity. Go. It's a verb. Go. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the believer is not a mobile minister to go and effectively tell of the gospel. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? I call it laziness in a pack of people. Oh yes, it is zeal. They have zeal. Glory to God. Because I know I have done that in the days of MiG 33. There's an app then in the year 2005. They call it MiG 33. So we bought my smartphone. I had MiG 33 there. Do you understand me? MiG 33. Some of you who are used to WhatsApp and to go will not know MiG 33. It's the first that came out. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I have friends, because we had during our prayer times, we always have utterance concerning those in Asia. Hallelujah. Are you hearing me? So I will go into Pakistan room. I will pick them, add them privately. We begin to chat, begin to share the gospel. You know, do you understand me? Sometimes I will just move into Islamic group and bombard them. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. And I will sit at home and be wasting my time doing it. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Until one day, I was listening to a pastor, a mentor, hallelujah, a person of, okay, let me call his name, Pastor Chris Oyakhilome. Hallelujah. Yes. When I was done listening to him, know what I did? I just opened my phone. My Nokia 3300. Yes, so it's 3300, something like that. Very small Nokia. I just deleted. When I was deleting my 33, it was paining me. But I deleted it. Hallelujah. Yes. And I carried my Bible. And I went out to the street. It's time to win soon. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You understand me? Are you hearing me? I'm not saying you cannot post believers' materials online. I'm not saying that. I, for one, I do it wonderfully well. Hallelujah. I post it online, but I don't try to use that as a means to build disciples. Do you understand me? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you understand that? Do you understand that? So, the words of Jesus is go. It's an action. Go. Into every man's world, go into the nations, go into every tribe. Don't sit at home and be catching rema. Go, hallelujah,
yeah.
Hallelujah,
yeah.
Cover the earth, hallelujah,
yeah.
Glory, hallelujah,
yeah.
Jesus Christ, you see, when Jesus appointed his 12, the first task he gave to them in Matthew chapter 10 was to go preach the gospel. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Are you with me?
Yeah.
I love this friend. God, I know we're going to be here for a long time. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me? Okay, hallelujah. Matthew chapter 10. Let's look at verse 7. Matthew chapter 10. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at from verse 5 into verse 6. This 12. Jesus sent out and commanded them, saying, he just, listen, Jesus just appointed them. The first that he gives to them is in verse 6. But, okay, let's look at it. Do not go into the way of the Gentiles. Do not enter the city of Samaritans, but go. He tells them to depart. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Can we go ahead? Look at verse 6. He said, God, go rather to the lordship of the house of Israel. And as you go, preach. Did you see that? Did you see that? What did he ask them to do? To preach. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Verse 8. He told them to do what? Heal the sick. Cleanse the lepers. Raise the dead. Cast out demons. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Freely you've received, freely give. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Did you see the words? Preach. Yeah, he tells them what to preach.
Hallelujah. The same way he has told us what to preach. The center of the gospel is himself. The Bible says he expounded unto them things concerning himself. Beginning at who? Moses. And all the prophets. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The first task he gives to them is to go preach. He himself too did the same. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible spoke about him too. He went about to preaching the gospel about himself. He witnessed about himself too. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The first thing he did amongst his disciples when he resurrected was to tell them about himself. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And in the writings of Paul from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, he said, for God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their sins on them, and has given unto us the ministry of reconciliation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Did you see that? Hallelujah.
Amen.
To reconcile the world to God, to himself. And you do that effectively by going forth to preach. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Look at every time Jesus sent out his disciples to preach, he gives them charge that as you preach, you heal the sick. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Listen, it goes together. You understand me?
Yeah.
Are you hearing me?
Yeah.
It goes together. You preaching the gospel. And the person is sick. Lay hands, don't leave. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
He told them in Mark chapter 15, verse 15. He said, he who believes shall be saved. He who does not shall be damned. He said, this sign shall follow them that believe. He said, in my name they will cast out devils. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They will speak with new tongues. If they lay, he said, if they shall take any deadly thing, he shall not hold them. They will lay their hands on the sick, and the sick will recover. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Remember Acts of Apostles chapter 8? The Bible said, when they laid hands on them, what happened? They went out, hallelujah, and greatly they multiplied. The Bible speaking about Stephen. The Bible says the Bible says great signs and wonders, hallelujah. As he went out to preach, glory to God,
hallelujah,
hallelujah,
amen.
Look at John and Peter. They were going to the temple at the hour of prayer. Listen, they saw a man. Who is crippled at the gates because beautiful. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What did they do? Religious fast? No. No. Listen to me. As a believer, you need to be intelligent in the things of the Spirit. You need to be very intelligent. Peter and John could have seen that. I tell you something. Theology said that man, okay, some people in their theology have said that man has been sitting in that gate before that time, even when Jesus was around. Hope you know that. Hallelujah. People said so. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Well, I don't know. There's no scriptural reference to it. What if the man just moved into the city and he just decided to be staying there? Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
I told a friend that and he said, yeah, it makes sense. Oh, it makes sense. Okay, hallelujah.
Amen.
So, don't deduce what the Bible did not tell you. Glory to God. But look at what the disciples did. They were going into the city, into the temple. They saw this guy sitting. What did they do? They did not just say, okay, take Stephen and let's go and pray. No. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Recognizing the words of Jesus. What did they do? They said, silver and gold have we none, but such as we have we give you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, John speaking, stand up and walk. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And immediately the man rose up and began to walk. What happened? They took that opportunity to do what? To minister Christ. the intelligent things you should do as a believer. It's not that you didn't see them showing off. They weren't showing off. I can lay hands. Oh yeah, take it, and you just left. No, they use that as an opportunity. Hallelujah. People gathered. Hey, this man is now walking. Hey, and they gathered. As they gathered, they took that as an opportunity to minister Christ. The same thing that Peter and the 11 did when they had the inward witness, or when the Spirit came upon them, rather, that is the best word to use. When the Spirit came upon them, hallelujah.
Amen.
What did they do? They took advantage. People gathered. They took advantage. Intelligent things to do. Hallelujah. Took advantage and spoke about Christ. Interactions are means to talking about the gospel. Are you hearing me? Miracles are means to talk about the gospel. Glory to God. Don't say, I am not. I heard somebody one. I said, are you born again? He said, yeah, do you speak in tongues? He said, I don't have the gift of speaking in tongues. Do you lay hands? I don't have the gift. I said, who is your pastor? Do you understand me? In the course of this week, I've been speaking to people concerning the gospel. I met one. He said, I attend church. He told me the name of the church, a well respectable church. And I said, are you born again? He said, I'm born again. You know, because the name of the church, I was just so particular. This time, I will be born again. Somebody just asked me, you see, you need to listen to the Spirit of God that is in you. Hallelujah. Amen. I went forward and asked him, how do you know you're born again? If you hear this, you'll be amazed. I don't want to call the name of the church. Hallelujah. A well-respectable church. In fact, I told the guy that day, I'll look for a way to see your pastor. Do you know how the guy said he's born again? Jesus. Even in 1992, they will not say that. I'm serious. Because I used to see 1990 as those days of they are doing funny things. You know what I'm saying? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, don't mind, it's my own perception. I don't know it's wrong. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Guess how this guy stood? I said, how do you know you're born again? He replied me, I'm born again because I play football. I'm in the church football team. Hey! You know, these are some words that when I heard it, I was weak to my bones. I was just looking at him. You play ball? He said, yes, that's why I'm born again, because I'm doing activity for the church. Oh, I knew this is where the work has got to start from. Hallelujah. And you know, when you meet people like this, don't be in a rush. Don't laugh at them. Don't condemn them. Hallelujah. Just be patient with love. You teach them the word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I took my time with him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But inside of me, the thing just cold catch me. As Sister Simi is singing cold. The cold hold me. I say, hey, in this 24th era, 21st era, what do you say? Because he play boy in church. Permit me, shush. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Thank God you don't meet one of my rugged friends in school. You give him a slap, yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you see, preaching the gospel, it's God's will. For you. For me, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So it's a deliberate move you need to make. You look at the book of Acts, look at chapter 19. The Bible says Paul had to go and stay 3 months. After that, he stayed 2 years. He was moving, talking about the gospel. Every disciple of Christ preached the gospel. Do you all know? Open your Bible with me to Acts of Apostles chapter 9, I guess. Hallelujah. Acts of Apostles chapter 6. Acts of Apostles chapter 6. Let me rush there. Acts 6. Oh, that was what we read from. Okay, go to chapter 8. That's what we just read from now. Okay, yeah, I'm going to start from verse 1 to verses 4. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, Saul was consenting to this, to his death, which is Paul. Hallelujah. Amen. I mean, sorry. Hallelujah. Okay, Saul. Let's leave it as Saul. Saul was consenting to his death, referring to Stephen. Hallelujah. At that time, a great persecution arose against the church which was at Jerusalem, and they were all scattered throughout the region of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. And devout men carried Stephen to his burial. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And made great lamentation over him. Verse 3. For Saul, he made havoc of the church, entering every house and dragging off men and women, committing them to prison. So when you hear Paul in defense in Galatians telling you, I had zeal, understand this zeal. Hallelujah. In the world, he had a lot to boast about. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I mean, in Philippians chapter 4, rather. Hallelujah. Philippians chapter 4. We are not reading that. So, verses 4. Therefore, those who were scattered, which is the disciples, who were the ones that were scattered? The disciples, right? Did you see that in verses 1? He says, and persecution arose against the church which was at Jerusalem, and they were all scattered, referring to the disciples. Look at verse 4. Therefore, those who were scattered went everywhere. Did you see they went into Facebook and Twitter? Did you see that? Did you see that? Did you see that they organized press concert to sing the whistles? Did you see that? Did you see drama group? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Did you see comedians? You are holding believers meeting and you are inviting comedians. Error. Say error.
Yes.
Hallelujah. They went everywhere doing what? Preaching the word. Did you see that? They went everywhere preaching the word. Who did? All the believers. There was no disciple that did not preach the gospel. There was none. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There was no disciple that didn't preach. So therefore, as a disciple, you have the responsibility to preach the gospel. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You have that responsibility. And you see, I have to write something down. Here's my personal take on this. You have to be deliberate about the Father's heartbeat, and what you've seen is the gospel, preaching the gospel. You have to be deliberate about it. You have to be deliberate about it, deliberate about it. Very deliberate. Hallelujah. Excuses are not allowed. They are not permitted. They are not permitted. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I heard the story of a man who got a job. And when he got the job, he was very serious about the things of God. He was always coming to service, doing the things of God. He was preach, was very, very committed. But he got a job. He thinks that now, because he got a job, big man, voice changed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The voice changed. Now, he stopped coming to church, but he always sent his seed. He was not coming to church again. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, what is happening? I'm busy. You're not coming for evangelism. I'm busy. I have to go and grind kunu. I'm busy. I want to go and make zobo. I'm busy. Bro, I'm busy. Sister, I'm busy. I'm playing ball. I forgot. Excuses upon excuses. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Then all of a sudden, they began to see him in church again. all of a sudden started seeing him in church and getting much more committed. And the pastor asked him one day personally, I said it's a story, hallelujah. So I am trying to, I guess my version has entered, you know, when a story is moved from one place, versions will enter. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Uh-huh. So now they now asked him, bro, how far? This is how you've been coming to church. Then he now had to open up. I guess it was some young church I held it for. Yeah. Now, I showed you about it, right? Time. Having time. Was it you? Somebody? Hallelujah. Now, all of a sudden, now have time for the things of God. The pastor now went ahead to ask him. You know, bro, how far? That was when it was now revealed that the brother had a terminal cancer, a terminal illness. He now remembered God. That started coming. Now he now has time to go to the hospital. Maybe there was no time. He had time to now come to church. He's now creating the time to go to the hospital, creating the time to come to church. But I thought there was no time. I thought the work was the problem. Most times we want to pile up excuses for not doing the will of God. For not doing the things of God, the things of the kingdom. We want to just have excuses. Because you know nobody is carrying cane to flog you. So you just want to have excuse. You don't want to become responsible. Some people say, highest. Pastor Kubu just lock us outside. In fact, the heat inside, the heat when people are gathered will be much. So let's just go late. Now Pastor Kubu will lock us outside. At least we will see breeze and pray outside. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
See. You need to become, you see, you need to be deliberate about preaching the gospel. It's a decision you need to make. No excuse is allowed.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
No excuse is allowed. No excuse. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So therefore, my last take and my question is, if you are a disciple, then you should be preaching. If you are really a disciple, you should be preaching. You should be talking about him. Hallelujah. You should be preaching. Keep it simple. Don't add your own emotions. It's got nothing to do with your emotions. It's got nothing to do with your feelings. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I know of a brother who was brought up in deeper, not Ori Oke, deeper, hallelujah.
Amen.
When I met him for the first time, I actually wore a pencil jean. The brother knows the word, but brother, this jean is not born again, oh. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It is
Amen.
Not, you see, I'm just saying that for this. I'm saying that because you might guess, oh, no. I know the sister that saw me, he came to preach to me from the Ori Oke. You know what I mean? Those from the Ori Oke. You know, we are Isale. To them, we are Isale. They are Ori Oke. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, he came to meet me and was preaching with my jellycoy hair years back. And the first thing, she wanted to preach Christ. And the first thing she did was to open to Deuteronomy chapter 27. Ah! Oh my God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We ended up preaching to ourselves. We admonished ourselves. Hallelujah. Amen. That was the first thing she did. She said, bro, can I talk to you? Very simple. Anybody can approach me. Ah, yeah. Very simple. Jehovah. They all approach and I'm very simple. We'll talk. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bro, can I talk to you? I say yes. He called me bro. And I responded yes. Okay. Talk to bro. And then she started. When she wanted to start, I was already, I'm born again, hallelujah.
Yeah.
So I just wanted us to just share. I didn't know she was from the Ori, you know, Jonathan. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yeah.
So me, I was just calm. I didn't say she heard us, bro. Can we open our Bibles? I am not my Bible. So don't worry, I'll share my Bible with you. They know how to do it very well. So she now came close, and she opened the Bible. I was thinking she was going to open to Matthew or Mark. I just want to go in this way. You know, when you are opening your Bible, opening. Deuteronomy 27. Hey! I say, I don't enter. Hallelujah. And she said, God shall be. God shall be. Bro, God shall be. Hallelujah. Keep it simple. Is that the message? No. Hallelujah. Preach the gospel. Gospel is the word. Good news. Hallelujah. What good news? Is it good news about the fact that APC is losing? No. It's good news about Jesus. Hallelujah. The message. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Never start with hell. Hellfire. Stand condemned. It's not a good news. Hallelujah. Keep it simple. Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The message. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Keep it simple. Question. Are you a disciple? And if you are a disciple, what are you doing for the gospel? What are you doing with the gospel? What are you doing? Very simple. This is the will of God concerning you. So what are you doing? How deliberate are you? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we're talking about what happens after the Holy Spirit meeting. So you are stirred up to do these things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are stirred up to do these things. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Say after me, I'm deliberate
about the gospel,
in preaching the gospel. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say everywhere I go,
my heart,
my heartbeat is the Father's heartbeat. Concerning souls. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you see the way God sees them. You see an unbeliever the way God sees them. God doesn't see, when God looks at an unbeliever, he doesn't see a man who is condemned to hell. No. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He doesn't see a man condemned to hell, so don't condemn. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He sees a man whom his son died for. So, do you understand me? So, every unbeliever should be seen that way. So, you go with them with the message. You announce it. Say, I'm an announcer.
I'm an announcer.
I'm an announcer.
I'm an announcer.
Of the gospel.
Of the gospel.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to show you one more thing that happens. Ephesians chapter 5. Ah, thank God for the rain. Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. Are you there? Verse 19. Let's read it all together. Verse 18, sorry, into 19. Ephesians 5:18, are we all there? The rain will stop soon. I believe it will stop soon. Just soon. Okay, are you in Ephesians chapter 5? Okay, I know you can see it. Okay, let's read verse 18. One, two, go. Did you see that? He said, don't be drunk with wine when it's excess. He said, but be what? Be filled with the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Remember I said after a Holy Spirit meeting, we got full of the Spirit, right?
Yeah.
He said, be filled with the Spirit. He said what? Verse 19. Speaking to one another in psalms. Okay, let's say it together. I want to go verse 19. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
One way to know you're full of the Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, meaning to be filled with the Spirit is also an activity. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's an activity. He said you sing into one another. Sing into one another. He said, in psalms and in hymns, hallelujah, and on spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart unto the Lord. Let's be on our feet. Let's be on our feet. Let's be on our feet. Let's be on our feet.